Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Luna Lover the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome to Luna Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine. How are you feeling post-Aries solar eclipse? I know I'm still feeling it. Is it the eclipse? Is it Mercury retrograde? Is it Chiron in Aries? We will never know. But there's definitely still a hangover from Tuesday's eclipse, Monday, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. Just sit with that, observe, feel into it. No judgment, just notice what's coming up for you, because like I kept saying in those eclipse episodes, this is a story that's playing out until early 2025. It's really important, if you weren't reflecting during the eclipse, that you do some reflection in the weeks after as well. And slowly that story will begin to piece itself together. So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about a very rare and quite major astrological phenomenon that is happening this year. I spoke about it in the Astrology of 2024 episode, and I've been speaking about it in bonus subscriber episodes for a few weeks now, but I think it's time I brought it to the public listener space. It's happening in just over a week. We're going to start to feel the effects of it in about 6 days' time. But the peak of it will happen on April 21st in the Southern Hemisphere and April 20th in the Northern Hemisphere. I am, of course, talking about the Uranus and Jupiter conjunction. And I did want to tell you about it in advance. So, you know, you can prep for it. What that prep looks like, I don't know. Maybe just having an awareness of it so you know the energy that you're working with. So let's talk about it. Jupiter and Uranus, two planets in the sky, are edging closer and closer together in the sign of Taurus. On the evening of April 17 in the Southern Hemisphere, they will form an exact conjunction at 21 degrees Taurus, and it will last for roughly 3 days. Now, the exact conjunction, that means not just the degrees, but the minutes are at exactly the same minute, happens on April 21st in the Southern Hemisphere, 20th in the Northern Hemisphere. This is one of the major astrological events of 2024, right? It involves Jupiter, the planet of abundance, wisdom, luck, and expansion, joining forces with Uranus, the planet of sudden, electrifying change, rebellion, and revolution. When these two planets come together, which FYI is roughly every 14 years, the stage is set for major excitement and change, ideally tied to newfound abundance. Now, that is because it is happening in the sign of Taurus. The planetary pairing of Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus could amplify areas of life that are associated with the sign of the bull and its ruler, Venus. And Venus oversees art, beauty, values, finances, and relationships. So it's been 14 years since Uranus and Jupiter last formed a conjunction, but it's been over a century since they formed a conjunction in the sign of Taurus. All right. So this is super, super, super rare. We need to make the most of it. Now, hear me out. Everything is connected, right? So Venus, which rules Taurus, also rules Libra. Libra is part of the eclipses. It's happening on the Aries Libra nodal axis. And so the themes of this year, as we've been talking about in all the eclipse episodes, are relationships and finances, right? So that's going to play out with this conjunction as well. Let's talk about how it might affect us collectively. And then we're going to talk about how it's going to affect us personally. So when Jupiter, the planet associated with expansion, aligns with Uranus, the planet of innovation, expecting the unexpected, revolution, liberation, there's this significant surge in the pursuit of innovative ideas and a deeper craving for freedom and independence. Right? Uranus is the planet that rules technology, suggesting that this alignment may spark remarkable technological breakthroughs, potentially propelling us into the next era of technological evolution. Yeah? We are headed for a new tech revolution, which is also very much the energy around Pluto moving into Aquarius, which has happened this year as well. Additionally, as Jupiter and Uranus converge in the sign of Taurus, the focus shifts towards the financial sectors, right? So this could lead to fluctuations in the market or major revelations that transform the global economic scene. So that's collectively, right? What about personally? Well, abundance is the best case scenario when Jupiter is in the mix, right? But it could also be new opportunities, profound lessons or experiences that expand your horizons or points of view. The Uranus element makes it unpredictable and unexpected, which I find very exciting. What I want you guys to do is grab your natal charts if you have one handy. You want to locate where 21 degrees Taurus is in your natal chart, right? And if you have any planets in that degree or close by, right, in Taurus. Now, if your sun, moon, or rising, or personal planets, Mercury, Mars, or Venus, are at 21 degrees Taurus or 21 degrees Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius, then this conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus are going to be very, very impactful for you. All right? No matter what your chart looks like, we're all going to be feeling it in terms of the house it falls in and any other aspects it happens to form with your natal planets. I have Mercury at 26 degrees Taurus in my chart, right? So this conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus will be forming a conjunction with my natal planet of communication, which sits in my 11th house. So, I don't know. To me, that sounds like something podcast related, but let's wait and see, right? If you have no planets in 21 degrees Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius, or within 5 degrees, so give yourself a 5 degree leeway, so that's 26 degrees, or you could go the other way, what would that be? That would be 16 degrees Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius, or any of the numbers in between. That's okay. This is still going to affect you. You want to locate what house 21 degrees Taurus falls in. That's where the conjunction will take place in your chart. Now, if that's all gobbledygook to you, I'm going to give you a quick refresher of how to work out where the degrees are in your chart. In your natal chart, you want to look to the outer ring, the ring that's on the outside of the chart. That's where all the signs sit. Each sign takes up 30 degrees of space. Depending on what chart you're looking at, the degrees usually sit on what we call the cusps of the houses. They're those dividing lines between the houses, right? So if you can see what the degree is and in what sign it is on the cusp, you can usually tell whether it's to the left or to the right that it will be earlier degrees in that sign or later degrees in that sign. And every sign ranges from 0 degrees to 29 degrees before it moves into the next sign. If that's gone over your head, don't worry about it. Let it go. Doesn't matter. All right. But if you do know how to locate the degree of a sign, you're looking at where 21 degrees Taurus falls in your chart and specifically the house. That house is going to tell you what area of your life this conjunction is likely to affect. Both Jupiter and Uranus are future-oriented planets, right? Jupiter embraces optimism. Uranus is all about individuation, i.e. your right to be who you were born to be, right? Put them together, it speaks of a tomorrow that's better than today. That's Jupiter. It's optimism. Because it aligns with who I truly am rather than what I've been pressured and tricked into being. That's Uranus. Stephen Forrest, who I chat about on this podcast all the time, he's a very famous astrologer. He was one of the founders of evolutionary astrology. He believes that for Jupiter to bring good luck, you have to be looking for it. Not Jupiter, looking for luck. You have to be looking for it, right? In other words, imagine how much better tomorrow can be than today. There's that Jupiter optimism. I'm not preaching the idea of like think good thoughts, good things happen, although there is an element to that in manifestation, of course. But look to the area of your chart that this transit is moving through. How can you begin to see the glass as half full? How can you apply an abundance mentality to this area of your life? The last time Jupiter and Uranus paired up was in 2011. And after this year, Jupiter and Uranus won't be conjunct again until 2037. Right? So we really have to make the most of this energy. We have been feeling these guys getting closer and closer together all through March, although perhaps you didn't really notice because we've had a lot of other stuff going on. And we will continue to feel the effects of this conjunction through May, right? But those hot, hot, hot days are going to start from, hot as in like feeling the effects of it, not temperature hot. We'll start from April 17 and peaking on the 21st of April. Okay. There's nothing really for you to do. Like, I haven't got notes for you to prep. I just really want you to be aware of that energy and this idea that I said around how can we create our own luck, or rather, Stephen Forrest said, if you want to bring luck into your life, you have to be looking for it. Right? Where do you want that luck to come in? How can you start putting your awareness, your focus, your energy into that area of your life? Now, at the same time, just to complicate things, it is Mercury retrograde. There is a calling for us to slow down, practice surrender. So I want you to do this in a non-attached way, which I know many of you struggle with. Myself included. How can I put energy into something and not attach to it at the same time? Well, put your focus there, set the intention, and then let it go. Let Uranus and Jupiter do its thing. Allow yourself to be surprised. I think I said that about the eclipses as well. It's my new mantra. I am someone who likes to overthink everything, find meaning in everything, plan ahead. My new mantra is let yourself be surprised, Jord. It's a much more rewarding life if you can do that. All right, that's pretty much it for this episode. I just want to say regarding the eclipses, I'm still very much feeling them energetically. I'm very sensitive to the energy of the planets and I'm feeling the eclipses as well. I saw a couple of people on social media talking about eclipse anxiety and whether or not that's a thing. I think it's a thing. I think if you're a highly sensitive person, and I mean that not just emotionally, but like the ability to pick up on things, really sensing them, then yeah, you're likely feeling the eclipse viscerally in your body. I know I am. I've had the worst sleeps all week. And I am positive it's connected to the eclipses. So if that's happening to you, we're just going to keep breathing through it, getting as much rest as you can, slowing down, not pushing, and we will get through. And I really think that this Uranus and Jupiter conjunction is going to bring a lot of beautiful, abundant energy in. So I wish that for all of you. All right, my loves, I'll be back next week. We're actually gonna discuss Taurus season, because it's coming up. Thank God, everything's going to move out of Aries. We're going to have a little bit of a breather. Well, not the North Node and not Chiron, but everything else will move out, which will be good. All right, my loves, I will chat to y'all next week as we talk about Taurus season. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Luna Lover, the podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.